WCUW is renovating the facade of our premises at 910 Main Street in Worcester. We're going to be installing glass blocks, and we're offering two unique opportunities to make your mark. One, have your name etched on a single line with up to 22 characters for $91.30. Or two, your business or favourite program or programmer with up to 6 lines of text for $500. And include a simple logo for an extra $50. Names will grace each side of the glass block. Available space is limited. The etched glass blocks will be placed between the front room performance and the conference area, so your name or acknowledgement will be visible to all who travel through the WCUW 91.3 FM studios. You will also receive a one-year membership of $50 value, which offers two-for-one admission to the Worcester Art Museum and 10% discounts at Union Music and Music Worcester concerts. Go to our website at wcuw.org or call 508 753 1012 during business hours to secure your spot.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. We are very fortunate to be joined by Dan and Faith Senny, local musicians from Bolton, Massachusetts.
Thank you for having us.
Dan and Faith are longtime vegans for 21 years, and they do their own gardening.
Yeah, we grind our own wheat to make flour for our bread and various grains that I use for that, and grind our own corn. I like to work with whole ingredients and build out from there.
Yes, your energy is divine. Thank you for blessing these studios with your presence and your music. And we'll start out the show with their song, Say a Prayer.
In the depths of darkness, the sad times of the soul, forge a new awareness, embrace love and console. Light a candle, say a prayer. Light a candle, say a prayer. Let us chase away the darkness, spread our love and care. Light a candle, say a prayer. Light a candle, say a prayer. There are demons of the mind, pain and fear and cold, all our hearts combined, a new strength to behold. Light a candle, say a prayer. Light a candle, say a prayer. Let us chase away the darkness, spread our love and care. Light a candle, say a prayer. Say a prayer. Spread a wave of peace. Help each other cope. With all our fears released, we can all find hope. Light a candle. Say a prayer. Light a candle. Say a prayer. Let us chase away the darkness, spread our love and care. Light a candle, say a prayer. 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 Light a candle, say a prayer.
Thank you, Dan and Faith.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Say your prayer. And that's so appropriate now at Thanksgiving time. Yes. And we recognize that it's forgiveness. We all are doing our best for forgiveness of all violence and all tragedies. And at Thanksgiving, I would like to acknowledge the Native American people, past and present, in United States and Canada, and that we are evolving into a world society based on living by loving instead of living by killing.
Amen.
And thank you for your noble work and sharing your talents and bringing that upliftment to the world. So I'd love to hear about your journey to veganism.
Started many years ago, 22, 23, something like that.
About 24 years ago where we went vegetarian. And that was mostly because we didn't ever want to see that number on the bathroom scale again, either of us.
So it started there.
And I had read somewhere that the fat in animal food stayed with you longer than that in plant food. And I, for some reason, I was doing all the cooking then. So.
Which is weird because I do almost all the cooking.
Yeah. And so we went vegetarian. And then Dan had a doctor's appointment, normal checkup, and they did normal blood work, and everything was fine except his triglycerides, which were off the map. And he asked his doctor, what would do that? And his doctor said, well, let's see, cream cheese, cottage cheese, started listing off all the dairy that we had replaced the meat with.
It's like, well, maybe that's not going to work. So I said, well, we should cut out the dairy.
And I wasn't that keen on eggs, so I said, well, let's get rid of the eggs, too.
So that's actually how we started. And
23 years
ago. It's been a long time. It was quite a challenge at first. Just, there were no products out there and almost no restaurants out there serving anything that we could eat.
And most people were very clueless when you told them that you wanted vegan.
The only exception was Minneapolis. Many years ago, I was on a business trip in Minneapolis. Every waiter in every restaurant knew what it meant and could point out on the menu which things were vegan and which things could be easily made vegan. It's like, whoa, how'd this happen? Seems to be a foodie town.
Yes.
But that was great. But in general, we didn't find that. So it was a challenge finding our way and creating recipes. But I had spent time, before I met Faith, while I was first couple years in college, staying at Pete and Toshi Seeger's house. I had met Pete through sailing and got invited to come stay at their house and did so often and learned a lot about cooking and gardening from Pete's wife, Toshi, who was an amazing cook. That was fun. So I learned a lot in those days with those folks, and that inspired a lot of my cooking.
And we do music at a lot of the local farmers markets, and for us, we're singing for our supper. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we'll go home with a bag full of groceries after we play, so it's always fun.
Well, speaking of playing, I would love to hear another song, and I'd like to hear I Want to Sing About Love.
This one, Faith just sings, and I play guitar. This is a really new song of Faith's. Came together over the summer.
Came from a song prompt of war veteran coming home. And I had a very difficult time writing that song, and so I ended up writing a song about writing that song. I was asked to write a song about war and its aftermath. Nothing was working. Everything I tried to write hit a wall, came out wrong. That's when I realized I want to sing about love. I want to sing about peace. I want to sing about sunshine and puppies and rainbows, happy, healthy children playing silly games. I want to sing about peace. I want to sing about love. I tried dark humor, allegory, different points of view from a spouse or child's eye. Just can't write that song. I need to sing about love. I need to sing about peace. I need to sing about sunshine and roses, puppies and rainbows, happy, healthy children playing silly games. sing about peace. I need to sing about love. I leave those songs for others now. Songs of war, songs of grief, songs of pain and madness. I sing for the greater good, a better world.
That song reminds me that we are on our way to peace, that veganism is the first step in the path to peace, to world peace. I've trained under Will Tuttle, the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Nice. And the basic philosophy is, as we sow, we reap. So when we stop imposing suffering on the other than human animals and we start having peace on our plates, it creates vibrations, energies that then return, boomerang back into the human arena. And so eventually that all will balance out, in the violent energies, in the wars, will stop as the population becomes vegan. And it starts on our plates. So I'm really excited to hear about your Still River concerts at your home, Bolton, Mass., and then serving the delicious, healthy, vegan food.
We started doing house concerts many years ago, and we have had a lot of amazing artists come visit our living room. House concerts are considered a private party. You need to be invited, but generally calling us up and saying you're interested, we'll say, okay, you're invited. And what we get out of it is great music in our living room. We hang out with our guests afterward. We feed them dinner. We usually put them up overnight if they aren't local. Most of them are distant.
And one of the things that we do for our artists, as we mentioned, was, you know, we serve them at least one meal while they're there. And of course, if we're cooking it, it's going to be vegan. And we've had diehard carnivores ask us for our chili recipe, and our, we have a apple crisp recipe that is 100% vegan and fat-free. And we had one friend who said, you can't make an apple crisp that's any good without butter. And I said, there's one in the other room. She said, oh, I'll be right back. And she and her husband disappeared, and 5 minutes later they came back, and her husband said, can we get that recipe?
So we've created a lot of recipes. I've got a cornbread recipe that's vegan. I actually grind the corn myself when I make it, but you can use store-bought. But,
and last summer we actually grew our own corn.
Field corn, you'll see it in the fall as Indian corn, you know, multicolored corn. You can take that and shell it, which means taking the kernels off the ears, and you can grind that, and it'll taste great.
Yeah.
It's actually what Native Americans grew, a lot of that kind of corn. If they wanted to eat it as sweet corn, you catch it just at the right point, and it's good that way for maybe a day, but you have to pick it and drop it in water because
it goes to starch
instantly. It's really varieties that are intended for storage and grinding.
That's exciting to hear, especially about the corn. And I recently read an article written by a Native American woman named Rita Laws, Dr. Rita Laws of Choctaw Cherokee from Oklahoma and Mississippi. And she wrote this article called Native Americans and Vegetarianism. And she wrote this article 21 years ago, 1994. And her people primarily ate vegetables.
Yeah.
And it was the four sisters: corn, pumpkin, squash, and beans.
Mm-hmm.
And she said if the Native Americans had not been colonized and dominated, and that if their ways were now standard practice in the American society today, that corn would be the celebration at Thanksgiving instead of turkey.
Mm. Yes. And since we have the whole seed, we grew it last summer, we have probably 4 gallons left in the bucket. It'll last for years. You know, seeds are nature's time capsules. They have to stay viable for a long time into the future. Nature is keeping that time capsule in case it needs to turn it into a plant. We do grind our own wheat as well for when I bake bread, and the bread that I bake is 100% whole wheat.
And his bread is amazing. Nothing better than coming home from work to the smell of fresh baked bread.
You're an inspiration, both of you, with all of your gardening and your cooking and your sustainable vegan farming. And so I think this would be a great segue into your song, Vegan Comfort Food.
Raw kale salad, steamed collards too. That's what we vegans call comfort food. Black beans served atop brown rice.
Jalapeno peppers make it taste so nice. For us, it's nature's very best.
And chocolate.
Fresh baked bread from whole grains. Salad greens still damp from the rain. Mushrooms broiled from the grill. Fresh basil from the windowsill. For us, it's nature's very best.
And chocolate.
You can have your sugar-laden treats if that's what you really want to eat. But there's always something fresh and new in the land of vegan comfort food. Carrots and parsnips, all in a stew. Add in turnips, sweet potatoes too. Serve with a salad and asparagus. Nobody starves when they eat with us. For us, it's nature's very best. And chocolate. You can have your sugar-laden treats if that's what you really want to eat. But there's always something fresh and new in the land of vegan comfort food. Eating local from the farm, it's healthier and it does less harm. It's rich food with lots of zest. For us, it's nature's very best. Like fresh fruit smoothies.
Corn on the cob.
Fresh picked tomatoes. And rich, dark chocolate.
It's time to take a short break. And after the break, we'll be back with Dan and Faith on vegan foods, healthy living, awesome music, and peace.
Hi, this is Bruce Jory, your host for In the Tradition. And if you're in need of a bluegrass bath, then step right into my washtub right here at WCUW 91.3 In the Tradition every other Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. and scrub yourself clean with our 99.9% pure bluegrass cleaner.
Hi, everybody. This is Anna Furman from Trigger Gospel, and you're listening to WCUW Worcester and on the web at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're joined with Dan and Faith, vegan musicians traveling throughout New England, and we'll continue our conversation with Dan and his story of his younger years in New York City.
When we're on the road now, we keep a good selection of foodstuffs with us because things vary quite a bit on the road as far as whether we find anything vegan or not. And, you know, some cities are great and some towns are great, and others, it's a good thing we have food.
Yes.
So we moved back to New York when I was 12, and my brother and I spent a lot of time getting to know each other better, especially after he went off to college.
That reminds me that I'd love to hear your song that you wrote about that, Autumn Leaves.
Growing up, the two of us didn't always get along. In a place where we felt we never quite belonged. Rode our bikes, went on hikes everywhere in town. Quiet of the Berkshire Hills echoed all around. Full moon rising over empty fields. Tree trunks standing, lonesome and revealed. Pleasant smell of wood smoke drifts upon the breeze, falling into autumn leaves. Off to New York City, with people everywhere, new schools and new friends, smog heavy in the air.
We teamed up to tell stories, your words, my photographs. Went to movies, jazz clubs, had ourselves some laughs.
It's a really interesting place to grow up. We teamed up to tell stories. My brother wrote for a local newspaper, a community paper, and I took the pictures. I've been a photographer since I was a kid. I still do a lot of photography. People can find that online as well. DanielSenie.com, DanielSenie.com is where the photography is. Nature and Wildlife and Scenic, and I've got a fair number of awards for different things and selling in local galleries.
Is that your photograph on the cover of your album, Simple Grace?
It is.
I love that.
That was in our front yard, and we have something similarly spectacular that we might wind up using on the next one.
We're just
looking at mock-ups with our graphic artist. But yeah, all of our CDs have my photography featured as the artwork.
That cover is special. You have to see it. Mm-hmm. Those who are listening, check out their album, Simple Grace.
And you can find that at danandfaith.com.
And the new album that's coming, we'll be putting the news up on the website, and we are on Facebook and Twitter and all of the other types of places.
And so, we have a newsletter if anyone wants to go to our website and sign up. We send out an email once a month, and as more news comes out about the new CD, it will be in the newsletter as well.
You are multi-talented. It's an honor that you're here joining us in the studios. Thank you. And especially when I think that you've been vegan for 21 years, what a big change in throughout all these years of cooking vegan food. And then what do you think of all the changes happening in the last 2 years with so many things in restaurants being veganized?
We can eat.
Dan and Faith, what do you find important?
A vegan restaurant with a good vegan chef, and we've had some amazing meals out.
Yes.
A long way from the banquet table where they brought us rice with chicken broth in it.
On the road, I just as soon have something totally plain. If you can't figure out how to do something,
make us a baked potato and some plain vegetables. We're happy. It's
know,
okay.
Better that we can eat and not get sick.
Yes.
Because after being vegan for 20-some years, if anything gets in our food, you will know it.
Dairy especially. If either of us gets any dairy in what we're eating, let's just say it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, we come back to the truth, and dairy is the lactation secretions, the breast milk of mother bovines who've been enslaved in prisons, imprisoned, and all of their children have been abducted and murdered. The males immediately, the females when they stop lactating. So, yeah, let's keep this as a celebratory show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, so whether it's physiological or psycho-spiritual, it makes sense to be vegan.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And I'm happy to hear about your connection with New York City and your chili, your vegan chili, Faith.
Yeah.
And there's a woman in New York City named Michelle Carrera, and she serves vegan chili to homeless people in her community every Saturday. And this Thanksgiving, yesterday, was the one-year anniversary of her service called Chili's on Wheels,
which
has now expanded to Portland, Denver, San Diego, and Puerto Rico.
Excellent.
And so I know you have a song about New York City and the homeless. And again, through veganism, we hope to bring abundance and joy and peace to all. So I'd love to hear your song, Seeking.
Picking up the pieces, hiding from the shame. Deep within the tunnels, he shakes his cup again. He doesn't want to be here. How could he sink so low? Seeking change in this world below.
High up in a shining tower, sitting all alone. Parked in an office that never seemed his own. Disheartened with the work, feeling so low, seeking change, a new direction to go.
Do you believe in destiny? Do we wind up where we ought to be? You never know what you will find if you open up your eyes. Huddled and hungry at 5:45, needing to eat and money for a fix. Warm in a jacket was his brother's long ago.
thinks of bygone years, and tears begin to flow.
Time to leave the tower, head back uptown. Streets are gridlocked, so he heads underground, pushing through the crowds in this busy place. In the corner of his eye, a sad, familiar face.
How could this be? Who is to blame? These familiar eyes seeking for change. A $100 bill drops in the cup, and then those sullen eyes look up. Are you my brother? The beggar looks surprised. You've got the right face. I remember those eyes. And yet you look so lost. As lost as me, and it's clear that you're rich in all your finery.
The wealth is ill-gotten, that's now quite clear. The empty quest for money, and my brother's starving here. Take my hand and let us both seek out the light. Give away this fortune, try to make things right.
Do you believe in destiny? Do we wind up where we ought to be? You never know what you will find if you open up your eyes. Don't worry about destiny. Open your heart, you will see. Life will change before your eyes when you realize you are free.
Dan and Faith with their dream-inspired folk performing live in the WCUW studios, Worcester, Massachusetts. Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
You bring light and love into this world.
Thank you.
We do our best.
That's our goal.
Well, we're coming to a close in the interview. Are there any additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Be kind.
Try to help.
Yes, one of our new songs.
Have that song too. But so many songs.
So many songs, yeah. But yes. So much of what's going on in the world is just a lack of simple respect for one another.
All of us around the world, no matter what religion, no matter what skin color, we're all human beings. We're all citizens of planet Earth. And that this is the only planet we have. And if we don't take care of it and us, then eventually we become extinct.
Yes, we're all earthlings. And no matter what costume we have, whether it's a costume of being a human being or whether it's a costume of being an other than human being, mm-hmm. It's all the same soul. It's all love.
Amen. Yeah.
What contacts can you leave for us?
Well, find us on the web, danandfaith.com, facebook.com/danandfaith.
Twitter, we are at Dan and Faith.
You can find, if you go to the Dan and Faith website, there are links from there off to the photography and the concerts and all the rest.
Yes.
We have everything cross-linked. And we will be out farther afield. We have been touring as far as Washington, D.C. area, up into Canada. And in the coming year, we have plans to go even further afield to share our music.
We've been very fortunate to be joined by Dan and Faith Senny from Bolton, Massachusetts, performers, photographers, chefs, mm-hmm. multi-talented, and they host music nights in their home for Still River Concerts in Bolton, Mass. It's been great to hear your music being performed here live in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Dan and Faith are longtime vegans for 21 years. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're going to go out with Faith on mandolin and Dan on guitar. Join us next week at this time where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.